Well, 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 England are in a World Cup final. The first time an English team has reached a Football World Cup final for 57 years. First time the women have ever done it. Wow, what a performance that was earlier on today down under in Australia from the Lionesses. Fantastic stuff. Beating the Australian Matildas 3-1. We are going to look at this great game. We're going to look ahead to the final as well. All coming up the other side of this fantastic introduction with music, of course, from friend of the show, Pete Drake.
Lionesses, you come so far, but don't forget who you are. Your roots are yours, but also ours, giving hope to rising stars. Lionesses, here we go.
And here we are, England in the World Cup final. It sounds good. It was great performance today. And obviously joining us, as always, is, of course, Andreas in that lovely blue England top, which, of course, they wore today with a great effect. Good to see you. Are you okay today? You must be feeling good, like all of us.
Yeah, of course, I'm feeling good. Special day and a big, big achievement for the Lionesses, for England. I just had the chance to watch the full replay, because I was working when couldn't see it live. It was a great match. And I think most of the time we dominated the match. So I would call it a deserved win. But also all respect to the Matildas. They played their part in a really, really good semi-final.
It was, yeah. I mean, it was a really good game. I think first and foremost, we have to appreciate the fact that it was a great game of football. They're the sort of games where if you lose, it's maybe difficult to look on it that way. And when you've won, it's easy to say what a great game it was. But it was a good game of football. You know, and it was a spell, certainly in the second half, wasn't there, when Australia equalised, where they had us on the ropes a little bit, didn't they? And it was like I was starting to... That was the first time, really. I mean, up until then, I thought we started the game well. We got the goal, of course, in the first half. Fantastic strike from Ella Toon, who's maybe not quite been at her best, has she, throughout the tournament. But she certainly was today. And I thought against Colombia, she played well as well, actually. So she certainly found her form. Great goal from Tooney. And then you felt we're in control. But then, obviously, Sam Kerr does what Sam Kerr does. Scored a goal, as she tends to do in big moments. And I thought for 10 minutes or so, we looked a little bit shaky, didn't we? And I was a little bit worried that Australia were going to go and take control. The crowd were up. And it was like, well, are we going to sort of fall at the final fence, if you like? But in the end, we managed to see that through, didn't we? And that second goal sort of made, I felt then, once we went 2-1 up, I always felt at that stage we'd go on to win. But it was a shaky spell, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Just when Australia equalized, then the next 10 minutes, I think the game was about to change, and Australia was dominating or creating more chances. And in this about 10 minutes, everything could have happened. And the second goal for us was a gift from Ellie Carpenter. I think Carpenter made a good performance overall, but in this situation it was absolutely her fault. And Lauren Hemp, who had a great match and she's playing a great tournament, she reacted faster than Carpenter, and great goal. It's you can compare it with the situation against Colombia. Lauren Hemp is once again the fastest thinker in this moment. She reacts quicker than the others, this goal changed the match again. But then Sam Kerr had this big, big chance after the corner. I think the corner came from Steph Catley, when Mary Earps just with one fist was on the ball, and then the goal was nearly empty, and a big, big chance for Sam Kerr. But this is also what Sam Kerr often does. She has a lot of 100% chances and misses them. Fortunately for us, her goal, the equalizer, was fantastic. Maybe this was the goal of the tournament. But after the second one, I think we controlled the match. And what a great third goal from Alessia Russo. Just a copy of her winner against Colombia.
Yeah, it was almost the same goal, wasn't it? The way she took it across the keeper into that far corner. And yeah, I mean, that kind of sealed it, didn't it? You could see then there were tears in the eyes of some of the Australian players, wasn't there, as soon as that goal went in, even though there was still, you know, 2-3 minutes left of normal time plus injury time. We knew, everybody knew then that was it. We were in the final, and it was a great moment. And the fact it was, again, Russo, who, you know, at the beginning of the tournament, she wasn't getting any opportunities to score. She was working hard, but not getting opportunities. And then finally in the knockout stages, she's really stepped up, hasn't she? And when it's mattered, she's been there to finish it off, and that's what she does. And it's great news for Arsenal as well, isn't it? Looking forward to the new season with Russo in our team, because, you know, she is a top quality player, top quality striker. And she, I believe, and I don't know whether anybody will correct me, but I believe she's the first England player, either men or women, to score in two separate tournament semi-finals, having scored in a semi-final last year against Sweden as well. So that's a great record from her. A big game player. That's what big game players do. They score in big games, and she's done it again. And Ella Toon as well, scored in the final. She's got in the semi-final. So she's, you know, up there as well, isn't she, on that side of things, which is great to see. We've got some comments in already. We've got Michael, of course, our resident Barcelona and Spain fan. He says, I'm getting that loving Barcelona versus Arsenal, Chelsea. Well, we'll see. I mean, it's going to have a lot of Barcelona, Chelsea and Arsenal players featuring on Sunday. So it's going to be an interesting game, certainly. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. We've got Ryan in as well from the Mr. Arsenal podcast. How you doing, mate? He says, can we start singing it yet, or should we wait until full-time whistle on Sunday? Well, we can sing it now. I mean, you know, why not?
It'll wait.
You know, we don't get too many other chances, do we? Certainly not in a World Cup. So, yeah, why not? Why not start singing it now? But, yeah, let's, you know, Sunday's going to be a tough game. Obviously, we know it will. Terry says, evening, Richard, and the man of mystery, come on, you England Lioness, is getting there, Russo, indeed. Yeah, I mean, Russo was brilliant again, wasn't she? Terry says, but Kerr does need 10 shots to score one. Yeah, I mean, we've said this a lot. Well, I've said it a lot on this channel, that she misses a lot of big chances, and she scores a lot of goals because she plays in a team, at Chelsea in particular, and obviously in the Australian team as well, where she gets a lot of chances. So she's able to miss 3 or 4, and she knows she's going to get another one. And 9 times out of 10, that's what happens. She'll score a goal or two, and everyone says how brilliant she is. I'm not saying she's not a great player, because she is. And she scores goals in big games like she did today. But she does miss too many chances. And that miss, like you said, at 2-1, Andreas, where for her, that's an easy chance, isn't it? For someone of her quality, that's an easy chance. And she seemed to rush it a little bit. She seemed a little bit too tense when she took that shot. And it went over the top of the bar. And that probably was the moment that did kind of not change the game so much, because, you know, we were still winning 2-1. But I think that was the moment where maybe Australia realised it wasn't going to be their day when she missed a chance like that, wasn't it, really? And then straight after, we go and get the third goal, and it's like, wow, that is just, And I think that is a little bit like Sam Kerr, isn't it, unfortunately, for her. She does miss, she misses a lot of chances. She gets chances, but she misses a lot, doesn't she, really?
Yeah, but she is a great player, and you could see she makes the difference for the Matildas. I think she was the most dangerous player. She got a lot of headers, which she won against Millie Bright or Alex Greenwood or Jess Carter. So she is really a great player, and of course she misses a lot of chances, and for us, fortunately, she missed this. Easy chance for her, because for a moment the goal was empty, because Mary Earps was with her fist on the ball, and then if this is the equalizer again, the 2-2, then I'm sure it would have gone to extra time, and you can't say what would have happened. I don't think that we would have scored the third if Sam Kerr makes the equalizer. But in such matches, it's the one moment decides such a match. Maybe this moment decided the match. We had this counter attack and the brilliant pass to Alessia, and it was the third for us instead of 2-2. So but over the 90 minutes, I think it was a deserved win, because when you look at the first half, it was totally dominated. It was like we played like Spain is playing, calm and always trying to build up. If we saw that it doesn't work, we don't come through, then back again, build up again. But with a lot of calmness, and Australia was never in the match in the first half. No. Yeah, of course, when you are 1-0 down in a semi-final in the second half, you must risk a little bit more. And then they made the equalizer, so they came back into the match. But over the 90 minutes, you must say it was a deserved win.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, it was. We were a better team overall. And yes, obviously, in any game, both teams have spells, don't they? And you know, it was obvious Australia would get a spell at some point. They had their spell in the middle of that second half, and you know, they could have turned the game completely. But luckily, and I think what we showed actually, and I mean, Serena's mentioned it a lot, and she mentioned it again today, is that kind of belief in the team and that togetherness, the way we defended when we had to defend, when things were maybe going against us, and putting bodies on the line. And you know, I thought we did that brilliantly actually in that spell in the game. And then we had the quality, didn't we, at the other end of the pitch when it mattered. I mean, the three goals today, obviously Tooney's goal was, you know, you're saying about Sam Kerr's goal being the goal of the tournament. I think Tooney's one's up there as well, because that was a fantastic strike, wasn't it? Top corner, you know, no saving that. That was a great goal. Obviously, as you said about, obviously, Lauren Hemp's goal, she was just so quick to react, and she's done that. I mean, she was brilliant today, Lauren Hemp, wasn't she? She was, I mean, she got player of the match, clearly. Yeah. She was miles above everybody else on that pitch today. And I think against Colombia, she was very, very good as well. And she's hitting form just at the right time. Because again, a bit like some of the others, she hasn't been at her best maybe coming into the World Cup or even in some of the earlier games. But she's grown into the tournament with the rest of them. And I thought, I mean, today, that was almost a flawless performance, wasn't it, from Hempo today? She was brilliant.
Yeah, she was the player of the match. Absolutely, she deserved this. And I think she was left out in one of the group matches, as well as Ella Tumos. And this once again shows the feeling for the team that Serena has. So far, once again, every decision Serena made proved to be the right decision. It's just great to say this. And I'm sure that with another manager, we wouldn't be in the final, because we had a very bad start, a sloppy start to the tournament. And last year we said Serena always started with the same 11. And this time she realized after the Haiti match that she has to change something. Something is not working as she wants it. And yeah, she adapted to the situation, she reacted, and the team is following her. This is very, very important, I think. Every player believes what Serena says. The tactical master plan, everything, her substitutions during a match, everything works. And Hempo came back into the team again. Was it against China that he was?
China, yeah, that's right. Yeah, China.
And then Tooney came back against Colombia, and they came back better than they started into the tournament. It's. I think it's also a final. We have to say thanks to Serena and her tactical visions and ideas she has.
Oh, I mean, Serena has been just incredible, incredible. I mean, you know, not only what she's done at England over the last couple of years, obviously at Holland before that as well, you know, reaching Euro final, a World Cup final, and now she's done it again with England as well. I mean, just incredible. What an incredible manager she is. I don't know what her secret is. I don't know what she's doing, but it clearly works. And it's worked with England. It worked with Holland before that. She is just an incredible, incredible manager. And yes, it helps to have a great group of players as well. I mean, she has a great group of players at Holland, and she's got a great group of players at England, which helps, obviously. But as you say, and I totally agree, with a different manager, we wouldn't have won the Euros last year, and we wouldn't be in a World Cup final now on the brink of winning back-to-back tournaments, which is just incredible. And it is, you know, obviously the players have to take a lot of credit as well, but it is as much down to Serena as anything else. And I think that we can't give her enough praise, can we? She has been absolutely incredible. Phil says, I think it's going to be a cracking final. It will. It should be, shouldn't it? Let's be honest. Then when you look at the way the World Cup's panned out, I suppose you could say it's probably the two best teams in the final, which is what you want to see in a tournament, don't you? You know, I think last year in the Euros, it was the two best teams in the final. And I think it is again. And it is going to be a great final. There's no doubt about that. But whether we'll be still thinking the same thing at Sunday lunchtime or not, we'll have to see. Phil says it's a shame Beth is missing out on all of this. Yeah, and Leah as well, of course. You know, the two players that were such a key played such a key part last year, didn't they, in winning the Euros. They must be, yeah, they'll be excited for their mates. I'm sure they will. But I'm sure deep down they'll have a little bit of sadness and disappointment that they couldn't have been a part of it. Because imagine winning back-to-back tournaments like that. It would be, it's probably never going to happen again, is it, ever? So, you know, yeah, it's really, I feel really sorry for both of them and anyone else who's missed out, actually, of not being fit. But, yeah, it is a real shame that they've missed out. But, you know, you've got to say that the fact that we've been able to get to the final anyway without two of the best players from last year's tournament has been, again, credit to the players that's come in, but credit to Serena for finding a way to, you know, still be able to get the results despite the adversity that. And in a way, I mean, obviously the Euros was great. We've said this enough times, but this World Cup has been better for me because we've had to overcome so much. Last year, everything seemed to go our way. And yes, we had the game against Spain, which, you know, we went behind. It was a tough game and we came back. But this World Cup has been, it's been one thing after another, you know, the injuries, the sending off for Lauren James, having to get through a penalty shootout as well. And just everything about this tournament, about to overcome one thing after another. And that's probably been the most impressive feature of it all. You know, it's all very well, you know, when everything's going in your favour and you're winning games, it's great. But when you've had to battle and come and face all this different adversity that we've had to do over these last few weeks, to be able to do what we've done is just, I just think this is probably the best achievement from an England football team ever to reach this final, let alone whether we win it or we don't win it now, it is a separate issue. But what we've had to overcome to reach this point, to get to the final, as I think that's the best achievement ever in English football for men or women.
Yeah, and don't forget the preparations, the last friendlies before the World Cup, they were not good. We had problems to score goals, 0-0, and we lost against Australia, then the Portugal, 0-0. So it was not the easy way as it was last year. And once again, it was, we discussed this before, that we are not one of the top favorites of this tournament, just because everything was not as it was last year, and missing the key players. Then the bad start, of course we won against Haiti, but it was not a good start to the tournament. The Denmark match with the injury shock of Kira Walsh. It's great that we came through the group stage. And then I think, with every match, our performance is going better and better. Nigeria was not good, but there was the situation that we had to play the whole extra time with only 10, down to 10. And then the Colombia match, it was much better. And now I think it was our best performance of the tournament against Australia. And you said you need a great bunch of players. Yeah, Norway has a great bunch of players. Germany too. And look what they did in this tournament. The USA. You can't say that England has a lot of better players than these three countries. No, we are a better group, or the group stands together, and we have the better manager. After the group stage, I said in our German talk, I'm sure Norway with Serena Wiegmann would have reached at least the semifinals. Because when you read the squad names from Norway, you can compare it with the quality from the Lionesses. And this is the difference. That, as I said, we have the better coach, but also this group, this togetherness in the group, and how every player believes what the coach says, what the coach gives as a tactical plan. And she reacts. She makes subs during a match, and the substitutes that come in, they fit in perfectly in the team. And you also have the impression the players that don't get any minutes, like Lotta, like Jordan, there is no bad mood in this group. They are part of the group as if they were playing. And this togetherness is one of the secrets of the success.
Absolutely, it is. And I think that again probably comes from Serena. I think she's helped to develop that as well. Yes. You know, and I think that's possibly why Serena's been so successful at what she does. And that's one of the reasons, isn't it? Because she's able to do that, create that atmosphere. And yeah, you're right. It looks as though the players that aren't playing, they're just as delighted as the players that are, you know, to be winning the game. And yes, they're part of the squad. They're training every day. That, you know, they're there ready to be called upon if they're needed. But so they are all part of it, and they're maybe probably made to feel part of it, well, aren't they? So, you know, it has been one of the big aspects for me. You're absolutely right that, you know, they're all in it together, aren't they? From, you know, the coaching staff, the people that cook their food and prepare their meals to every single player, every single person involved. They're all in it together. You could quite clearly see, you know, on the pitch, off the pitch, they're all in it together. And that is, that takes you a long way, doesn't it? You need more than that. You can't just have that. You need more as well. And we've got more because we've got the quality and we've got a manager who just understands what's needed at any time. You can tell how much the players have responded to her. Every single one of them, the new players that's come in as well, everybody. It's been brilliant to see the last couple of years, the development of this team, the level that they've gone up to from, you know, we reached the World Cup semi-final last time, you know, and at the time before that. But this time we've managed to win the semi-final. But it's not just that, is it? You can see the progression that's been made by the whole group of players and by the whole setup of it all. And, you know, Serena's a big part of that. She has to be. And that's, you know, we're so lucky to have her. Terry says, I know Fordy is an Aussie, but I'm loving her at the moment. She's developed that little nasty streak. I mean, to be honest with you, I think Caitlin Ford and Steph Catley, both of them two, have had great World Cups, didn't they?
Yes.
I thought they were brilliant in every game for Australia. Mm-hmm. And they've had great World Cups. You can see how great both of those two are. But I would say they've probably been two of Australia's best players throughout the tournament. You know, it's difficult for Sam Kerr to be considered that because she's not played many minutes really overall. She had a big impact today. But I think Caitlin and Steph in particular have been two of Australia's best players. And that's obviously from our point of view as Arsenal fans, that's great to see you. It's great to see our players doing well. You know, we've had a few had good World Cup, which is great. But yeah, I agree. Caitlin Ford has had a brilliant World Cup. And yeah, she, you know, we know what a great player she is. To show it on that big stage is even better, isn't it? So everybody can see exactly how good a player she is. Wade says England taking Spain out for a Japanese, hopefully. Well, I think that's a bit optimistic to assume that we might do the same as what Japan did to Spain. But who knows? You know, we're certainly capable of it, aren't we? Terry says, I think we were lucky Kerr played today. It makes the Aussies more predictable. In the earlier rounds, the Aussies look more dangerous to me. Well, I kind of see where you're coming from. And sometimes when your star player, if you like, can't play, the team overall has to give more and maybe you can see the difference. And maybe you're right to a certain degree. Sam Kerr plays and maybe they're not quite as cohesive as a team unit, maybe. I don't know. Obviously, she started the only game she started and they got knocked out. They did lose a group game as well, of course, let's remember. But I don't know. I mean, if Sam Kerr was English, we would be desperate for her to play, wouldn't we, every game? So you can understand why she played. And, you know, she didn't have a bad game, let's be fair. She did well, especially in the second half. She caused us a lot of problems. But yeah, maybe as a team, they may have looked better as a team without her in it, I suppose, maybe. But she was always going to play if she was anywhere near fit. Russ is in the chat. Hey, Russ, good to see you, my friend. I hope you're well. Terry says, sorry to put a small damper on things, but our passing was terrible today for the game. I don't think it was terrible. I thought we passed the ball well. I thought we kept possession in that first half in particular. And we were largely in control of the game. I mean, if you pass badly, you're not going to have any sort of control of the game, are you? Because you're always under pressure. We wasn't, was we? You know, yeah, I'm not saying every single pass was perfect because it wasn't. You know, we made a few sloppy passes. Of course we did. But I thought overall our passing was fine. I didn't think, you know, you don't dominate a game in the way that we did for long spells like that if your passing is bad, do you? I mean, what did you make of that, Andres? Do you think our passing was not quite up to scratch today? I thought it wasn't too bad overall, was it? It was pretty good.
No, it was okay. It's normally not the way we are playing. As I said, for me, it looked more like the Spanish style we were playing with a lot of patience and trying to build up small passes, another one, and back again. So maybe this looked a little bit unfamiliar for us because that's normally not the way we play. But Australia was standing very deep and waiting for a mistake or just for counter attacks. And one thing I would like to add, I was in the German talk on Monday, and it was said, Millie Bright and Lucy Bronze, they are slowly getting better now in the tournament. Of course, I said, don't forget, they were about 3 months out without any matches. Millie came back to match fitness just in preparation for the World Cup. And Lucy Bronze had her comeback in the Champions League final after her surgery. So this, you can't say, top players, you know the names, and say, they started bad in the tournament. Now they are a little bit better. You must see why. And this is another reason why we had a slower start to the tournament. Because not only missing key players, but key players coming back after surgery without the real match fitness. You can't be out for 3 months and then play a World Cup and be on your top level. You need a few matches, and this, I think, this can be seen now. And for Sam Kerr, of course she's Australian and she's Chelsea player, but for her, I was happy that she was able to start, because she was in Australia, she was the face of this World Cup, every advertisement and every thing. It was always Sam Kerr, the superstar, and she knows about this, and it was once in a lifetime chance also for her to have a home World Cup, to be in such a great form as she is, and then not being able to play. So for her, we must say it was great that she got the chance to play. Australia was in the tournament still. Yeah, still has one match to go, and she had the chance to play her home tournament. And for us, it's okay, no? She played, and we won all those, so okay. Yeah.
No, exactly, yeah. I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, I remember saying before the tournament started, when we were looking ahead to it, we were saying that we were a bit worried about Millie Bright, wasn't we? Because she hadn't played competitive football at the end of the season, and I was a little bit worried how ready she would be. And I do think at the beginning of the tournament, yes, and Lucy as well, to a certain degree. And I think at the start of the tournament, you're right, neither of those two were at their best, unsurprisingly, because they've not played. And as it's gone on, as I think a lot of the players have, they've just grown and grown into the tournament and got better and better. And at the end of the day, it's no good. You know, look at some of the teams. Look at Germany, won their first game 6-0. Got knocked out. You know, you have to peak at the right time, don't you? Especially when you're in tournaments. And I think that's what we've done. You know, we seem to have been getting, hopefully we'll peak on Sunday. That'll be our ultimate performance. But we're certainly heading towards that way, aren't we? You know, we were a little bit shaky at the beginning, not our best performance. A few players were off the level. A few of them were, there's no doubt. But they've grown as we've gone along. And I say Millie Bright today, I thought was really good. And Lucy Bronze has got better and better in each game. You're absolutely right. And yeah, that's been crucial really as well, because they're our two most experienced players really, aren't they, in, you know, what they've achieved in the game as well. Obviously Millie's a captain now for this tournament, and, you know, Lucy Bronze has done everything in the game, hasn't she? So I think it was important that those two, you know, were fit. And they've got themselves fit as it's gone along, and they've been absolutely brilliant, haven't they? Terry says there, Serena has been the best thing to happen to England. Well, she's certainly been the best thing to happen to English football, you know, without a shadow of a doubt. Yeah, 100% she has been. Absolutely. We have to appreciate everything that she's done. Russ says there, poor performance by quite a few. We'll need to go up a few gears in the final. I wouldn't say it was a poor performance. I mean, what you've got to remember is it's a semi-final of a World Cup. You know, we've lost our last three semi-finals in World Cup. Well, we lost the previous two, so I think that there was nerves as well. You have to, you know, we were the away team, a big massive crowd in supporting Australia, and I felt there were a lot of circumstances. It would have been easy for England to have, you know, gone into ourselves in that game, but in the end, you know, we stood up to it, we stood up to everything, and I thought we were the better team. I don't think, I wouldn't say everybody was. It wasn't a perfect performance, of course not. No, it wasn't. But it was a decent performance in a very, very big game against a good side. And we won, and we won in the end fairly comfortably. You know, not many teams win a semi-final 3-1 today in a World Cup. Most of them are pretty tight games, extra time, one goal in it. And, you know, I thought it was a good performance from England today. I was really impressed with how they dealt with everything that they had to deal with it on the day, because it's not easy, is it? You know, one of the reasons why we were so dominant in that Euros last year is because we had the crowd on our side. You know, it makes a massive difference. And today, Australia had the crowd on their side, and that made it difficult for us. But we coped, and we rose to the challenge, as we've done in the previous rounds as well. It's just been incredible what we've seen from this team. Terry said, I must admit, the ref was, in my opinion, a bit biased towards us. Yeah, I agree with that. I thought the ref was. There were so many fouls that they were giving against us for every single tackle that we put in, and didn't seem to be doing the same with the Australian tackles, but it doesn't matter now, does it? Phil says, agree about the ref. Yeah, I mean, I think that's a fair comment, really. I thought the ref was maybe intimidated by the crowd a little bit, perhaps, and seemed to, that's what I think on the occasion, everything like that, you know, I felt that. Did you feel the same? I mean, it did seem like everything was going to go against us, didn't it, really, the way that the ref was handling the game at times.
Yeah, all the small tackles, then it was a free kick against us, and such the same small tackle from an Aussie player, there was nothing. Yeah, but if it's difficult for a referee, if you are in a semi-final with 73,000 people cheering one team, it's difficult. And I don't think the referee was decisive. Of course, if we lost the match, we would say, it was poor refereeing. But no, it was, yeah. This happens in such a match. And I think the day before, Spain versus Sweden, the Swedish player said the referee was absolutely pro-Spanish in her decisions. It's difficult. For the criticism that we had a poor match or so, I would say just remember last year, the semi-final against Sweden. Of course, we won 4-0, but remember the first 10, 15 minutes. Sweden had at least two 100% chances. And if they got the lead there, you don't know what would have happened. So therefore, I wouldn't say it was a poor performance. Careful, and we showed a lot of patience, and this was very important for this sort of match.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, in a semi-final, any knockout game, the only thing that matters is a result, because if you lose, you're out and you're going home, and you have to win the game. You have to find a way to win the game. And I'm not saying that we're playing, you know, the fantastic free-flowing football that maybe we played at times in the Euros. No, we're not. But you can't expect us to when, one, we're not at home. You know, we've got the hostility of the crowd as well. And also as well, it's a World Cup. You know, and what I found impressive today was what they said was, and I thought about it, it's right, isn't it? We've beaten a team in this World Cup from every continent. We've played, you know, a South American team, an African team, and an Australasia team, and obviously a European team. So we've beating everybody in everywhere throughout the world. So we deserve to be in the final anyway, because it's been a true World Cup. We've had to face different types of opposition, different tactics, different kind of mentalities, and all these different parts of the world that we've had to face, and we've come through every single challenge. And that's what really has impressed me the most. And I'm not saying I don't think we've played as good a football in this World Cup as we played last summer, or that we played in the build-up to the previous tournament last summer and straight afterwards. But we've done what we have to do, and that's what you need to do in tour. It doesn't matter, does it? I remember Italy winning in the men's World Cup. Italy won a couple of men's World Cups. They never played that well, but they found a way to win games, and that's what you have to do. And I would rather we do that than, you know, as I said, you know, Germany won a game 6-0, got knocked out. You know, other teams won big in the group stage and stuff, played, put some great performances in, but they got knocked out. So I would rather be nice, strong and steady and get the job done. And that's what we've done. And I've been really, really impressed with that. I've got to be honest. That's probably been the thing that's impressed me the most, if I'm honest. Phil says, at the start of the tournament, I was wondering where gold would come from. We all were. but they've just got better every game. Exactly. Yeah, we have got better. It seems like we've now, the system changed, didn't it? You know, Lauren Hemp's now playing slightly further up front, slightly more central. And it's proving it's working. She's got three goals now in the tournament, three and four games. It's brought the best out of Russo, because Hemp and Russo have scored. They've both scored in the same games, haven't they? And it's just funny how that, you know, they seem to be working well together. And again, that's down to Serena, isn't it? Because it's a slightly different position for Lauren Hemp to play, and it's worked. Obviously, Russo, we know what her role was going to. We always knew what her role was going to be in the team. You know, a lot of people were saying, "Oh, Rachel Daly should be the centre forward. She scored all those goals in the WSL." Actually, Rachel Daly's done really well in her position on the left hand side. And Russo, I think, has been magnificent as a centre forward for the work rate. And now, when it's mattered in the knockout game, she's come to the front and scored the goals that sent us through. So, you know, it's been, again, that's down to Serena, isn't it? What she's got the players to do. Terry says, at least the ref did smile when giving one of our cards. Yeah, she did sort of smile, didn't she? She was just happy to get her cards out and get involved. Terry says, we kept overhitting pass or nowhere near one of our players. It was making me swear at the TV. Even the two dogs stay clear today. I mean, obviously, at times, of course, you know, at times, but you've got to understand it's a high pressure situation, isn't it? And you're not going to always be able to play your best football. As Andreas rightly said just before, last year's semi final against Sweden, England had moments in that game where we didn't look very good at all, especially in the early stages. We were hanging on a little bit. But in the end, we wore them down. We got a couple of goals, and then it became a lot more easier, didn't it? And, you know, I mean, Sweden would have gone away from that game. Probably the Swedish fans and everything like that would have been disappointed with how that game finished for them. But there were spells in that game where they played well, Sweden, and they still lost. You know, so it's all about managing the game, isn't it? And I do think that that's the one thing that we've been doing really, really well without playing fantastic football. I agree, we haven't been playing brilliantly, but we're doing what we need to do. And today was our best performance of the tournament so far in with the pressure that was on. So that's sort of where we are with that. Terry says, Millie Bright is a Trojan. Oh, she's an absolute legend, Millie Bright. When she plays for England, she's just a rock, isn't she? Absolutely brilliant. Colonel's in the chat. He says, hi, guys. Hope you're on yourself, mate. Hope you're doing well. Good to see you. Colonel says, yeah, it was like Arsenal going Tottenham in the semi-final. Very hard. The occasion would get on top. Exactly, yeah, that's exactly the point. It's a difficult pressure situation, and you've got to be able to handle that in whatever way you have to do it, and that's what we did. And I think we're getting used to those situations now because we're starting to be in them a lot more, aren't we? You know, so maybe we've got a little bit more experience of that now as a group than some of the other teams. You probably say we've got a little bit more experience in Spain having that situation, which might help us on Sunday, maybe. We'll have to see. David says there, Hemp's pass was fantastic for a third goal. Oh, it was. That was her rolling, and not just the pass, the way that she got the ball in midfield, ran at the Australian defence, created a little bit of space. Russo's run as well, peeling away, created that gap, didn't it? And obviously, Lauren Hemp put that ball through the gap. And Russo does what Russo does, you know, fired it across the keeper as she's done before. But Lauren Hemp was brilliant today. That was just incredible performance from her, absolutely fantastic. Terry says, I've got to know, is Andreas actually at home in Germany? And did he remember how to get there? Yeah, we can see by the background, Andreas is back in his normal surroundings today. He's been travelling around a bit in some of the shows this summer, but that's fine. He's back home again now, which is good. So, incredible. Obviously, there was the other semi-final yesterday, Spain against Sweden. I kind of felt that Sweden had a good chance in that game. I just felt that the way they've been playing, I thought they were going to cause Spain a few problems, and they did. It was a bit of a slow burner that game, wasn't it? It took a while to get going. And of course, all the goals came in the last 10 minutes, which was quite exciting. Obviously, Spain ended up going through. I mean, for Sweden, though, to equalise in the 88th minute and then concede a really poor goal straight afterwards, I mean, that's criminal, isn't it, to do that really in a semi-final?
Yeah, I think the match was close to change. After the equaliser, the Sweden had the better cards for extra time. And then 1 minute after the equalizer to concede a second goal, but this happens in on this stage in a semi-final. It happens that you are a few seconds too late or you react too late. I think if it goes to extra time, maybe Sweden would have made it. But
I think so.
For us, I'd say Sweden would be the better opponent on Sunday. We could do our match, or we could dominate the match. And now it will be a totally new situation against Spain, because normally Spain, in every match they play, they have more of the ball. They have a lot of ball possession. So this will be a new challenge for our team. But yeah, as we often said, trust in Serena. She will analyze it. Of course, she will look at the Spain versus Japan match in group stage, where Spain had 80% ball possession and lost 4-0. So it's interesting to see how our team developed. And as you said, Lauren Hemp and Rachel Daly are playing totally out of position. Rachel Daly is not a left winger. She's playing right now. I thought she's the number 9 striker or the left back from last year, but now she's a left winger and she does good. And Lauren Hemp, is she number 10 or a sort of second striker?
Yes.
Plays a fantastic tournament, and I think Serena won't change anything from the lineup for Sunday. No. Lauren James is available again, but so my feeling is that Lauren James will come in as a sub if necessary and not start.
Yeah,
because Ella Toon developed good and is, yeah, she has grown into the tournament, so I would give her another chance in midfield.
Yeah, I think it will be the same starting lineup, and I think it should be, really, because those players have earned the right to start in the final, haven't they? The ones that started today and started against Colombia as well, and I think they deserve the opportunity to start in the final. And yes, it's a shame for Lauren James, because she was having such a good tournament, wasn't she? She was our best player in those early games, and then now, yeah. But then, having said that, you see, last year in the Euros, we was able to bring on some really important players in the final. It was two substitutes that scored the two goals that won us the game, and it may well be what happens again in this final. You know, maybe Lauren James coming off the bench, Chloe Kelly again can come off the bench. You know, we have got quality, haven't we, on the bench to come on as well. And I think that's in these games you saw yesterday, wasn't it? It was the Spanish substitutions that maybe got them over the line in the end, wasn't it? And that's important, isn't it? So and we've got that now. You know, it'll be good to have Lauren James back available. But yeah, I think she's going to start on the bench and come on at some stage and hopefully help to win us the game. It'd be great, wouldn't it, if she can do that, because she has had a good tour. And I think, you know, she maybe owes her teammates and the manager something back for that mistake that she made in London. I think if she can channel that in the right way, because she's got a point to prove, hasn't she? She needs to make up for that, and she'll have a perfect opportunity on Sunday coming off the bench and scoring a goal or creating a goal or doing something special to help us win the game. That'd be amazing, wouldn't it? And I'm sure everybody that's given her some stick for what she did in that game will soon forget that if she helps us to win the final on Sunday. So let's hope that's what happens. Just for her benefit, I mean, obviously for us, we want England to win, but it'd be good for her to get some sort of redemption, you know, because often players, you know, we've seen it before, you know, with Beckham, for example, Rooney, they never got the opportunity in that same tournament to get redemption because England were out. This time, she's got the chance to make an impact in the final and help us win it. And I think that would be so important for her as well, you know, as well as it is for us. Phil says, that was a wild late show. Very excited. Yeah, it was. The game yesterday was incredible. Yeah, well, the last 10 minutes was incredible. You know, Spain scored. You thought they were going to win 1-0, and then suddenly it all happened at the end, didn't it? But yeah, Sweden absolutely shot themselves in the foot. That's, you know, that's they do say, don't they, that you are vulnerable when you've just scored. And they switched off, and you can't afford to switch off against a team like Spain, because they will punish her. And it's a lesson for England there, isn't it? You know, it happened again when we played them last year in the Euros, wasn't it? We switched off for a second. They got a chance. I think it was Rachel Daly, actually, wasn't it? Made a mistake, and they scored. And that's what happens when we manage to come back and win in the end. But, you know, that's something that we're going to have to be careful of again in the final as well, aren't we? Because there's no doubt about that. Terry says, if we can get in decent crosses into the box against Spain, Russo will have a field day. Yeah, I mean, she's going to cause them problems. There's no doubt about that. She definitely will, because, you know, she's not only a physical presence in the box. She can hold the ball up. She can link the play. And I think she's going to be so important on Sunday if she can get, not even just get the right service. She's going to work hard. She's going to do her job for the team, isn't she? And Russo will. And hopefully it'll work out well. Wayne says there, Lauren James versus tired legs off the bench. Yeah, exactly. Exactly, yeah. I mean, that's a recipe for, you know, for problems for Spain, isn't it? Let's be honest. And they'll know that as well. you know, they'll know that we've got these, you know, Chloe Kelly as well. You know, she's got quality. You know, we haven't really been talking about her much this tournament because she's been, you know, she had a couple of starts. She's been off the bench. She came on very late today, but she can make an impact as well coming off the bench. You know, she scored a goal against China, and she's played pretty well in the minutes that she's had. So we've got quality, haven't we? Colonel says there, how good was it for Arsenal to get Russo on a free? Ever be a better transfer in our history, in WSL history? No, I mean, absolutely. I mean, you think, right, if we hadn't got her for free in the summer, and, you know, she wasn't a free agent, imagine how much she'd be worth with some of these performances in the last couple of days that she's put in this World Cup. I mean, incredible. Yeah, we're so lucky that we got her. We could have paid a lot of money for her in January. Luckily, we didn't in the end. We've got her for free now, and how brilliant is that? What a fantastic player. Terry says, Lauren James owes her teammates big time. But in my opinion, she should be left out. Yeah, she should be left out of the starting team. Absolutely. She won't start the game. I'll be surprised if she does. But she definitely should be able to come on off the bench and mm-hmm. turn the game through, you know, or help us to see it through. But she definitely deserves another chance to get that redemption at some point in the game on Sunday. And I'm sure she will. Maybe not if we're winning by one goal in the last 10 minutes. Is Lauren James the right player to bring on when you're defending the lead? Maybe not, no. But if we're drawing or losing, you definitely throw on. As Wayne said, with them against tired legs, you definitely do throw on. But let's see. I hope she gets an opportunity to come on and she does well and helps us over the line, because I think she doesn't deserve the amount of stick that she got for that mistake that she made. It was a mistake. Yes. Terry says, yeah, perhaps we paid 50 mil and only 25 mil for Havertz. Well, the money was split. The Havertz money didn't actually go all on Havertz. Some of it went on Russo. Well, yeah, that's fine. We've got Russo regardless of how much we paid for or didn't pay. It doesn't matter. We've got a very, very exciting player, haven't we, which we're all looking forward to seeing next season. So I say it's been a very, very eventful World Cup. It's been a good World Cup. The kickoff times haven't been great, obviously, with the games kicking off. I mean, I managed to see bits and pieces of the game today, sort of when I was at work. Luckily, the final 20 minutes of when I was on my lunch, so I could watch all of that, and I got to see the exciting bits at the end and Russo's goal and whatever. So, but yeah, it's not been ideal for that. But obviously, Sunday is the final, and I say it's probably the final that a lot of us wanted to see. I'm sure Spain did, because I'm sure they'll be looking for revenge for that quarterfinal defeat last year in the Euros. And for us, it's just such a big opportunity to, you know, the first ever World Cup final for an England women's team is incredible. The first World Cup for an England football team for 57 years, just incredible, incredible stuff that's going on here. But now we're there. Can we win it? That's the question. I mean, Spain, we know what a good side they are, how good they are with the ball, what quality they've got. But we've got a decent record against them recently. We beat them in the Euros. We beat them in the Arnold Clark Cup, didn't we, prior to that as well, before? Well, we drew with them, but we won the tournament. What do you think about this then, Andreas? I mean, obviously, it's going to be a great game. It's going to be a tough game. Do you think we can come out on top and beat Spain in this final and lift that trophy on Sunday?
Of course we can. It's a 50-50 match. Both teams can win, to be honest. And maybe the one point that's speaking for us is the togetherness in the team. When you saw Alexia Putellas, when she was subbed off, she refused the handshake with the coach. These are the small things. I don't think that the mood, the atmosphere, the togetherness in the Spanish team is the same as it is in the English team. And if it's a really tough and close match with close situations in the end, this might be a small decisive point for us. What I expect is that Spain will dominate the ball. They will have more of the ball, maybe 70% possession for them, and a lot of small passes and trying to build up like we did today. And for us, it will be important that we are still in control of the situation, not in control of the match, but in control of the situation. That we our back three is positioned good, and we don't offer them too many chances. For me, they can have the ball as long as we don't offer anything and they don't create chances. And then when we have the ball, we must be quick in our minds and have the counter attack the situations. We have so fast players with Lauren Hemp, with Alessia Russo. If we have set pieces, they are good in the air. It's also Rachel Daly, Millie Bright for corners, for set pieces that can be dangerous. Overall, it's totally open, and Spain can win, we can win, everything is possible. But we believe in our team, and I'm sure after the performance today, the belief in the team has grown even more. And but I don't think it will be decided by many goals, and probably will go to extra time. I wouldn't like to see another penalty shootout, but on the other hand, we learned to win penalty shootouts against Brazil and against Nigeria. So don't be afraid of that. It will be at least 120 minutes and a very narrow win for one of the teams, and hopefully for us. So.
It is going to be such a tough game. You know, Spain are such a good team. You know, as much as I don't especially like them, they are a very good team with some very good players, and we know they're going to have a lot of the ball. We know that, and we've got to be, well, I'm sure we'll be prepared for that. You know, in that game in the Euros where, you know, Spain dominated the possession for long spells in that game, they took the lead, and I think we're all worried that we wasn't going to be able to find a way back, and we did. You know, we'd maybe changed tactics a little bit, and Millie Bright was thrown up front, wasn't she? We pumped some long balls into the box, and it paid off, and that was how we got the equaliser to take it to extra time. So I've got full faith that Serena will have a plan in place to beat Spain. She did it before, and I'm sure she can do it again. And it's like she said today, that how the players are following through the plan almost exactly in every single game. You know, that's what they've done, and there'll be a plan for Sunday, of course there will. And I do feel as though Spain may well have, if you look player for player, they've probably got better individual players than we have. I think, you know, you could argue that they have in most positions. Yeah, I think we've got one or two maybe better, but overall you probably say they've got better players than us. But what they don't have is a better manager, and they don't have, as you rightly said, that unity and togetherness. And you can, I think with the Spanish players, you kind of get that impression with them sometimes anyway. They don't always seem a team, do they? They seem very individual. I think that's maybe just Spanish players in general. I don't think that's necessarily just this particular group of Spanish players. But, yeah, they don't look in unison, do they? Wayne says there, what's going on with Spain actually isn't like mapping a few players boycotting the manager or something, and that's why they ain't at the tournament. Yeah, I think that was beforehand. They've had a few issues, Spain, coming into the tournament, in stuff like that. And, yeah, and that could be, when it comes down to it, when it comes down to a final against a team that are totally, utterly together in England, this could be what makes the difference at the end of the day. Maybe it does. But, you know, Spain are about to overcome a few difficulties in this tournament. You know, they've got a bad beating against Japan. You know, they conceded a late equaliser against Sweden, a late equaliser against Holland as well, and still found a way to win the games and go through. So, you know, that they've got a certain amount of character as well, you've got to say, that they've shown it in this tournament. And it's going to be a very interesting game, isn't it? Terry says, hang on a minute, didn't you all say 2-1, but it was only me and Super Pete Drake said 3-1. And you lot laugh. We didn't laugh at you. We just didn't see that. Most semi-finals are very, very tight with not many goals in it and not much difference between the sides. And yeah, I mean, you got it right, and that's great. And let's hope you can get it right on Sunday as well. So Terry says, come on, we win 4-1 in 90 minutes. Well, you know, that would be fantastic, wouldn't it? It really would be fantastic. Yeah, but
we take that.
I'll be surprised if that happens. Wayne says there, the Spain win in the Euros is my second favourite, barring a final, because we weathered the storm, and that Stanway goal lives on. Yeah, I mean, that was a very impressive win for England because of that reason. You know, we were so close to going out. The goal was very late from Ella Toon that equalised it. And then, yeah, we managed to turn that around in extra time. And again, I say that Serena was one of the reasons for that. tactical changes or substitutions and everything in that game. And I think Spain will be aware of that. And I think that they're going to be, that will be in the back of their mind, knowing what happened last time. You know, and I think it's important that we just keep ourselves in the game for as long as we can, because we know we've got the quality in that attacking third, you know, and we've got, as we said before, we've got quality on the bench who can come on if necessary as well. So I'm not saying that I'm not worried about the game. I'm excited for the game. I've never ever seen an England team playing a World Cup final, so it'll be a new experience. I'm looking forward to it and excited for it. But and I believe we can win. You know, I kind of felt last year against Germany, although we were riding on the crest of a wave in that tournament, we were at home. You know, I felt going into the game, we were slight underdogs against Germany last year. And of course, then obviously Alexander Popp was ruled out on the day, which then suddenly swung it in our favour. And even then, it was a very tough game, wasn't it? Let's be honest, it could have gone either way. And we managed to find a way to win. But going into that final last year, although I was confident we could win, I felt we were maybe slight underdogs in that game. Maybe we're slight underdogs in this one. We shouldn't be. We're ranked higher than Spain, aren't we, in the rankings? We won a tournament last year. They've never won anything. They've never been in a World Cup semi-final, let alone a final. So, you know, I think maybe it is difficult to call. It is going to be, it's a 50-50 game, let's be honest. It's two different styles coming together, you know, the possession style of Spain, and England's more, I don't know, maybe more physical approach. Well, not that Spain aren't a physical team, because they are, in a different sort of way, but I just think that it's a difference in style, isn't it, really? And it's going to be, it is going to be a very, very interesting game, isn't it, let's be honest. And yeah, it could well go to extra time. Terry says, but we've got Russo. Yeah, of course, we have got Russo. Absolutely, we've got Russo. And I'm sure Spain will be definitely worried about her, the format she's in. And I mean, Hemp as well. Hempo's been absolutely brilliant in the last few games. So, you know, we've got that threat there, haven't we? And, you know, I haven't been 100% convinced about Spain in this tournament, actually. You know, they've had some good moments, but I haven't watched them play, certainly in the last couple of rounds against Holland and against Sweden. They've looked good at times, but they've also looked vulnerable, haven't they? They've conceded goals. They've looked a bit shaky at the back at times, and I think we can cause them problems as well. So it's going to be interesting, isn't it? It is going to be interesting. We have to make the most of our chances. We have to make the most of our set pieces, and we're going to have to defend really, really well, aren't we? We're going to have to work hard without the ball, because we're not going to have it as much as we maybe used to. So it's going to be an interesting game, but I'm sure we can do it. Terry says, I think this will be our best game. I don't think the girls thought they had a chance of winning the World Cup, but now they'll be right after this game. Well, I maybe think that they believe they could win it. I'm sure that they must have done. You don't go into a tournament as one of the favourites as we were at the start without believing you could win it. And obviously, yeah, I think the belief has got greater as we've gone along, as we've got better, got better results and knocked out a few teams along the way. But I'm sure they believe they could win it right from the start. And I'm sure Serena has always believed it as well, that we can win it, we could win it. You can't guarantee anything in knockout football, because, you know, one mistake and you're out, aren't you? So, but yeah, they definitely think they can win it now, I'm sure. I'm sure they all do. We must be confident. We beat Spain last year. We can beat them again. That game was certainly quite nervy, wasn't it? You know, we were so close to going out. Wayne says, I think defensively, Spain are missing Mappy, Leon badly. And there's... She's there. So they're rubbish. Yeah. No, yeah, you're right. And obviously, they miss her. Of course they do. But, you know... Yeah, they've conceded goals, and that's the one thing that I do feel could swing it in our favour. You know, we've got potential to score goals. You know, we haven't always scored goals in this tournament as much as we'd like, but we've got that threat there. And in the last couple of games, you started to see that we can score goals. We can make the most of mistakes at the back, and we're making the most of them. We're quite sharp in those situations, aren't we? And Spain have made one or two mistakes at the back in this tournament. So I think that, you know, they can definitely be beaten. I'm not thinking, oh, we've got no chance. I think we've got a good chance. And Terry says, yeah, we've got Russo. Yeah, we've definitely got Russo. And I'm sure that Spain will be, they'll be worried about her. Absolutely they will, because, you know, look what she's doing in this tournament. You know, three goals in the last four games. And she's been absolutely brilliant. So, and Hemp as well. Let's give Hemp credit as well, because she'll have it. For me, if England win on Sunday, I think Hemp's got a chance of being in with the player of the tournament as a shout for the player of the tournament. I think she'll be definitely one of the players in that kind of vote for player of the tournament, I think, because I think she's been great. Phil says there, it's going to be end-to-end, but we're solid and more clinical. I'm going 3-1 again. Wow, 3-1 again. Okay, no, that would be great, wouldn't it? I mean, I think it's going to be a sort of game where Spain have the ball. We have to work hard without the ball, and then when we get it, we're going to have to use it well. We're going to have to be clinical, as you say. We're going to have to be clinical, aren't we? Because we're probably not going to be inundated with chances. You know, we can't do a Sam Kerr and expect to get 10 chances to score one. We're going to have to be as clinical as Russo's been in this World Cup. You know, she gets 4 or 5 chances and she's got 3 goals. That's clinical, isn't it? And that's what we're going to have to be on Sunday, definitely. We're going to have to take our chances when they come along. And, yeah, we're going to have to defend well. We're going to have to be switched on. We're going to have to concentrate for 90 minutes, potentially 120 yes. minutes. And if we do that, we'll have a fantastic chance. But, yeah, Spain are a good side. But so are we. We're a very good side. And, you know, I'm feeling confident at the moment. Terry says, come on, chaps. Arsenal won the Euros and Russo win the World Cup for Arsenal as well. I mean, it's funny, isn't it? Because, you know, we're all excited about Russo. And, obviously, she's an Arsenal player, but she's not played a game for Arsenal yet. You know, a bit like Amanda Ilestad for Sweden, who's been scoring all them goals. She's been brilliant for Sweden. She's not played a game for Arsenal yet either. But they are Arsenal players. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, it'll be nice for England to win it. And obviously, it's extra nice that we've got two players in the England squad that are going to pick up a medal, aren't they, on Sunday, which makes it slightly better from our point of view. But that's why it would have been nice if we played Sweden, because we had some players in the Sweden team who were guaranteed an Arsenal player winning. Now, we're not guaranteed an Arsenal player winning, unless England win it, then we are. But yeah, so let's see what happens. So we need a score prediction now, Andreas. Come on, don't sit on the fence and say it could go either way. We need an actual score prediction. Who's going to win? What's it going to be?
Yeah, it will be 1-1 after 90 minutes, and then in extra time we will score the winning goal, and hopefully Alessia will be the one to score, and we'll see a 2-1 after extra time for England.
Just like the Euros final, actually, that'd be good, wouldn't it? I mean, yeah, I wouldn't be. That's kind of. I'm certainly thinking 2-1. I don't think it's going to be a big difference in the score either way. I think we'll win 2. I'm going to go 2. I think we'll do it in 90 minutes, though. I think we will. I think we could even go 2-0 up in this one, and then Spain pull one back, and it gets a bit nervy at the end, and we're hanging on, and we just defend for our lives. Millie Bright heads the ball away a few times and flies a few tackles in, and I think we might be hanging on a bit, but I think we'll win 2-1 in 90 minutes. And yes, I'm pretty sure Russo is going to be one of the goal scorers. That seems about right. Terry says, talking about Rice, did you see that French girl lookalike? No. I don't know what you're talking about there. Declan Rice, you're talking about, I'm assuming you mean. I don't know, actually. Anyway, Wayne says, just a shame that Canada went out early, because I would have liked to have seen more of Chloe Lacasse. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, she didn't start many games, did she? She was a sub a lot for Canada, came on, and she did okay when she came on a few times, I noticed. You know, she did well, but yeah, would have been nice to have seen a bit more of her, but I'm sure once the season starts, we'll see plenty of Chloe Lacasse, won't we, as the season progresses. So, yeah, looking forward to seeing all our new signings. You know, certainly two of them have stood out in this World Cup, haven't they? Amanda and Alessia have both made a big impact, haven't they, in the World Cup. So, yeah, it's looking forward to that side of things as well. But we'll worry about the new WSL season once the World Cup's out of the way. Mm-hmm. Hopefully the players can get some rest and come back, because I'm looking forward to this now. I've got tickets for England against Scotland in the Nations League in end of September, mm-hmm. Which is just a couple of weeks before the season starts. So that's going to be good. It's at Sunderland's Stadium of Light. So we're looking forward to that going there and seeing hopefully the new world champions in the flesh. That's going to be great, isn't it? Let's hope so. But anyway, even if we lose on Sunday, we'll still be seeing only the second ever England team to reach a World Cup final. So, and that's going to be good. Looking forward to that in September. So, and then, of course, a couple of weeks after that, the season kicks off, doesn't it? 1st of October is our first game against Liverpool. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that. But, yeah, we need to get Sunday out of the way first, because that is going to be – it's going to be epic, isn't it? It's 11 o'clock kickoff in the morning our time. Well, that'd be 12 o'clock your time, won't it?
Well, 12 o'clock, yes.
Yeah, so a little bit better time for you, maybe. We've got it at 11 o'clock anyway. It's a bit early, but it is what it is. At least it's a Sunday, so I'm not working, so I'll be able to watch it, which is good. So that's going to be good. So, yeah, really, really looking forward to it. I mean, it's incredible, isn't it? You know, I never thought I'd see England ever play in a final. And now we've had, in 2021, we had the men in the Euros final. 2022, we had the women in the Euros final. And now in 2023, we've got the women in the World Cup final. So three finals in 3 years in a row. Just amazing when all those years without even being in a final. So it's been a great ride, hasn't it, being an England fan over the last few years. And let's hope that it gets... I mean, to see England win a World Cup, yes, we all want to see the men's team win the World Cup, don't we? Of course we do. That would be fantastic. But to see an England team lift the World Cup would be an amazing moment, wouldn't it? It was great last year, since winning the Euros. And this would be even better, wouldn't it? This is the World Cup. This is what everyone dreams about, don't they? Everyone wants to be win the World Cup in their career. And to watch your nation win the World Cup would be fantastic. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that. And let's hope that it's going to be a good game. But, yeah, nervy. But I'm fairly confident at this moment. Having seen that game today, what we did in that game, how we've overcome so much adversity in this tournament, you know, I'm really looking forward to it. So the big finale on Sunday. I mean, overall, Andreas, have you enjoyed the World Cup? I know we haven't been able to watch as much of it as we would have liked live, certainly, but have you enjoyed what you've seen?
Yeah, and I was astonished how the level has grown of women's football. We spoke about this in the last shows, that the smaller teams have closed the gap, and I think this is the most impressive fact from this World Cup, that the level has just improved once again. And it's technical, tactical, it's really, really good football, and there is not that you can say it's so slow and there are such weak teams. No, it's really grown and on a top level, and I think we can all be satisfied with this World Cup, and also with the atmosphere in the stadiums. Today is 73,000, and I think in quarterfinals, 50,000, 70,000 for Australia again. So, the venues were great in Australia, and still in New Zealand, where the co-hosts went out very early. Atmosphere throughout the tournament was great. And for England, I'm sure that this reaching the final will be another boost for women's football in England. Even if we lose the final, this could happen, but it will be a boost for women's football, and a lot of football fans will say, oh, I want to see the world champions or all the runners up of the World Cup. I want to see them live in stadiums, and this will help to grow women's football once again. Even fans from men's football, they will say, the first English team in a World Cup final since 1966. I want to see these players live. I want to follow them in a stadium. And this is very, very good for the development of women's football.
It is, yeah. And I think what's happened, especially, you know, obviously what happened last summer in the Euros and now this World Cup, you know, suddenly, you're right, maybe people that followed the men's game and maybe didn't have any interest at all in women's football. Now they know all the names of the England Lioness players, don't they? They're all household names now. Everybody knows them. You know, if you go anywhere and mention Lauren Hemp, everyone knows who you mean. Alessia Ruta, everybody knows who they are now. You know, Georgia Stanway, Lucy Bronze, everybody knows them. And I think that's one of the biggest things to have come out of these last couple of years now. The players are household names. And, the legacy that they've spoken about, I mean, what bigger legacy can you have than reaching back-to-back finals in the two biggest tournaments that there are? And if we was to win them both, I mean, incredible. But yeah, you're right. I mean, last season we saw, didn't we, how the crowds grew in the WSL on the back of the Euros and everything that went on there. And now we've got a World Cup finalists as well, potential world champions. I mean, it's just going to, the next season is going to grow even more, isn't it? I don't have any doubt about it. The WSL is going to explode again. Even more this coming season. It's going to be great. It's going to be more difficult to get tickets for some games, I'm sure. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's another 60,000 sellout at the Emirates at some point this season for Arsenal again. I wouldn't be surprised if there is. And I'm quite glad I've got those tickets for the England-Scotland game. We got them early because likely it's going to sell out, isn't it, now anyway? And especially if you're thinking of winning, it'll be incredible. So yeah, it's going to be more difficult to get tickets. So that's an issue. But, yeah, it's great to see women's football finally getting the kind of credit it deserves, because it has grown massively. The performances of the players and the standard and that, as you know, look at the last, how it's grown from the last two World Cups into this one, the WSL, the quality that's improved in the WSL over the last few years, it's just incredible. And it deserves a bigger audience. It deserves more people to be taking an interest. And what more could this group of players have done, you know, in the last couple of years? What more could they have done to put women's football in the spotlight and say, this is what we can do, you know, and come and join in, come and watch. And yes, that's going to be the biggest legacy that they could possibly do. They're all going to be legends, aren't they? Every single one of these players that's played in the last two tournaments for England, they will be legends. There's no doubt. They've been very instrumental in the change in the perception of women's football, especially in this country, you know, how much it's, you know, now it's being looked on a lot more seriously. And that's great, you know, and hopefully more and more people will get into it. And it deserves it, let's be honest, it does deserve it. And it has been a great World Cup. I'm a little bit disappointed I wasn't able to watch as many games live as I would like to have done. And, you know, that's been frustrating, hasn't it? Because, you know, I wanted to see more of it. I've had to watch a lot of highlights instead of live games and stuff. It's been difficult. And some of the England games, I've missed bits of them and stuff like that, which hasn't been great. But yeah, it's been a fantastic tournament. Let's hope it gets the final it deserves. You know, obviously, from our point of view, we hope we get the result that we want, which is England to win. But let's just hope it's a great final. It's a great spectacle for the women's game. And everybody we're talking about this tournament and this England team for a very long time. And, you know, Serena's breaking records again, isn't she? You know, I don't think any manager ever reached four finals back to back.
So,
in the way, I don't think in men's football or women's football, I don't think anybody has, not even when Brazil were, you know, winning World Cups all the time. I don't think any managers reached four finals in a row. Just, I mean, what she's done is incredible, honestly. She is just amazing. And you know, we are fortunate that she's our manager, that we've been able to get what we've got. And I agree with what you said before, without her, none of this would have happened in the last 2 years, none of it. In the way that it has. And, you know, that's one thing that, you know, I know she doesn't like to take a lot of credit a lot of the time when you hear her in her interviews and stuff. She has to understand when all this is done, when she's retired or whatever it is, it's her. She has given us these great few years as England manager and changed women's football in this country. And she's been a big, massive part of that. Although she's not even English, she's been massively influential in that big change. And, you know, that'll always be her legacy. She'll always be a legend. They should make a statue of her outside Wembley at one time. They will. She deserves one, doesn't she? Let's be honest. You know, she should have a statue outside Wembley Stadium because of what she's done.
After the match, she was asked, what do you think was the difference between Australia and England in this match? And she said, oh, we had three goals and they only had one. So this, my answer would have been the difference was we have Serena and Australia doesn't have her. So she is the key factor, and she's responsible for the development of this group, for the atmosphere in the group. And all the players seem to be so humble and such role models for the future, for the little kids, for the little girls that start playing football. And this is important for the future. And I don't know whether we will be able to make such a show in 10 years or such a time, but even then, people will remember the group of 22 and 23. And they will, for all times, they will be legend, like Lucy Bronze or Millie Bright, Georgia Stanway, legends forever. If they win or don't win on Sunday, this doesn't change it. It's just fantastic what they did for the development of women's football.
Absolutely, yeah. And you're right, win or lose on Sunday, this group of players over the last 2 years, everybody, you know, even the ones that haven't played in the World Cup because they're injured, as we mentioned before, everybody who's played a part in this, they'll all go down as absolute trailblazers for women's football in this country, right? And Serena is the head of the queue. She is the top of the pile, isn't she? It's down to her all this has been possible. Yes, the players as well, but down to her as well. You know, her, what she's done is just I can't even explain it. How can you get to four finals in a row with two different countries, two completely different group of players, and do it once is fantastic, but to do it twice with two different teams, different countries, is just, it's incredible. It'll never ever be matched again. No one will ever achieve that again. You know, people say, oh well, it's only women's football, but it's top level sport, and if it was that easy to do, other people would have done it, and they haven't. Nobody's ever done it in men's game or women's game. No one's ever done it. No one probably will ever do it again. You know, and let's hope she's still here for the next tournament, if she can make it five in a row. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Five finals in a row, but we'll have to see. Let's not get too carried away. Terry says, yeah, and England still have Mido and Leah to come back into the fight. Yeah, exactly. We've got two of our best players who are not even fit. So, yeah, obviously looking ahead to future tournaments, with having them two back, well, I mean, what more can you say? Terry says, yeah, Serena, next Arsenal manager. Well, I'm happy with Jonas, and I think, yeah, I can see quite a few similarities in Jonas, the way that he's got the team together as a unit, the unity there and all that kind of stuff, overcoming adversity, which we saw last season a lot. And I can see quite similarities with him, actually. I mean, obviously, if Serena decides she wants to be manager of Arsenal after she's finished with England, I'm not going to say no. I just don't think that's going to happen. I think she's more suited to international football for whatever reason. Maybe it's you don't have the players every day. You have that gap, that break to work on things and come up with ideas. And I think maybe that suits her style. Maybe being a club manager day in, day out may not be as effective. I don't know. I mean, certainly if Jonas was to leave Arsenal and she was open to the idea, I certainly wouldn't say no. But I'm not sure if that's her best environment, being a club manager. But, you know, hopefully she stays at England forever, so it doesn't matter. I'm quite happy if she just stays at England, to be honest with you, because it's been great what she's doing. Terry says, are you doing a watch-along or an after-show? Well, I do want to do a watch along on Sunday, so I probably will. But yeah, we'll do an after show anyway as well. I think Sunday night we'll do an after show looking back on obviously on the final and everything else. So we'll probably do that Sunday night as well. But I will more than likely do a watch along as well. I haven't totally decided yet, but I probably will. Terry says, can't wait to watch the Together documentary. Mm. It's a bit All or Nothing last season. Yeah, the Arsenal women's All or Nothing. Yeah, called. Together, isn't it, which comes out, I think it's next week on arsenal.com. That is going to be really, really special. That it looks really good, what I've seen of it, the clips of it. Obviously the thing is, at the minute there's just so many of these type documentaries now, isn't there? You know, there was one on Wrexham, there's obviously one on Arsenal, there's one on Newcastle on Amazon Prime. You know, there's been loads of them, hasn't there? And they're good and people like watching them, but I don't want it to be overkill. But I'm certainly looking forward to that one. I'm definitely going to watch that when it comes out on the website. I think it's on, is it Wednesday? I think it's released, isn't it? Maybe Tuesday or Wednesday. So that's going to be good. Yeah, can't wait. Can't wait for that. We've got Magnificent Jaffa in the chat. Hey there, my friend. He says, hey, Richard and Andreas, how are you? Yeah, we're very well. Hope you're well as well. Good to see you popping in to see us. Obviously, look forward to the new season as well. But yeah, no, it's been a good day for England today. All those thousands of miles away in Australia, it's been incredible, really, to see this England team getting through to this final. It's just been a great couple of weeks, hasn't it? And one more big game to come, and let's hope we can do it, because you know it would be amazing, wouldn't it, for England to win back-to-back tournaments like that? You can't even get your head around it, can you? How great that, what an achievement that would be. You know, and some of these players that's played in both tournaments as well, you know, like we said, Millie Bright, Lucy Barnes, Jeeva Stanway, you know, Lauren Hemp, these sort of players, Russo, Ella Toon has played in both of these tournaments, you know, and just incredible. Mary Earp, brilliant. Magnificent Defar says, miss the Arsenal women's team. Yeah, we all do. But this is why we've liked the World Cup, because there's been so many of our players playing for various different countries. We've got to see some of them, haven't we? Which has been great. But yeah, well, I think we're all missing them. And we're looking forward to the start of the new season, aren't we? in October. So yeah, we can't wait to get cracking with that again. But yeah, let's get this final out of the way first. Let's get this final done. We can start thinking about the WSL. Terry says, has everyone hit the thumbs up button? Yeah, give us all a like before you go, because it's been it's been a great show, hasn't it? It's been great looking back on a magnificent England performance this morning here. Let's hope they've got one more big performance in them on Sunday. I'm sure they have. I've never been. The one thing you can say is that what England are going to do on Sunday is they're going to give absolutely everything, aren't they, to win? And let's hope it's going to be enough, and I'm sure it will. We're confident anyway. We've all gone for an England win, haven't we? Because that's how confident we are. So we can't wait for that one on Sunday. So yeah, I may well do a watch along on Sunday morning. That'll be good. And then Sunday night we'll be back to reflect on it all, reflect on the final, the drama, the tournament as a whole. We can pick our player of the tournament, we can pick our goal of the tournament, and we can, you know, look through all of those great moments on Sunday. But hopefully the biggest moment of all will be Millie Bright going up and lifting that cup at some point around lunchtime, which would be nice, won't it? Let's wait and see. All that's to come, of course. We've got a comment coming there from Jafar again. He says, Andreas, do you know much about the Barcelona defender Arsenal are after? Do you reckon that she is good? Oh, yes. There's some rumours about that, isn't there? She obviously plays for Spain. She'll be playing against us on Sunday.
Yeah, Laia Codina. There was a lot of that was said that she scored this own goal for Spain, but such things happen. And as far as I read, she had not enough minutes for Barcelona last season, and that's the reason why she might want to leave. She's 23 years young, and everybody says she's very talented. She can play as a center back or maybe as a center half. So I think we need another defender, and 23 years young player with talent, with international experience. Why not? So I would say, give her a chance. If she's coming, if she wants to come, then she's very welcomed in our squad. And we are doing good business. If you see whom we signed before the tournament, if we wouldn't have signed Alessia and Amanda before the tournament, I think there would be a lot of big teams in the competition to sign them and offer a lot of money for them. We did the business right in time, and this was really important. And I'm looking forward to see those players in the red and white shirt.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we did get them players at the right time, didn't we? It seems, because often players who have a great tournament end up getting snapped up, don't they, for a lot of money afterwards. So, yeah, I mean, we do need another defender. Absolutely, we do. What I've seen of her at the World Cup, she's looked decent enough. She's in the World Cup final. So, she can't be a bad player, can she? Let's be honest. So, yeah, if we get her, that would be great. And we do need a defender. I think we need maybe another midfield player as well as cover. We saw last season when Leah Walty was injured, when Kim Little was injured. We struggled a little bit there, didn't we? So, yeah, I think one more there as well is what we need. And then we'd be good to go. I think everywhere else, we're pretty well covered now, aren't we? We've got great forwards now. We've got, if we do get this defender, I think we've got plenty of options in defence. We're just a little bit short in midfield for me, but anyway, we'll see. Katarina Kaur might come on this year. Maybe she's going to develop into that sort of player. Obviously, Victoria Plova, well, we signed in January, that she could be important as well. And of course, we'll have Beth and Viv back before too long, won't we? Hopefully before Christmas, both playing again. So, what's there not to love about all of that, really? It's going to be great, isn't it? I think we need a couple more players in. That's going to be what we need. Jeff R says there, Amanda, what a player. She is one that has impressed me a lot out of our signings. Yeah, he says, you're right. We do need another midfielder. Yeah, I think we do. Get this defender in from Spain, get a midfielder in, and I think we're set. And I think we're going to be able to challenge for everything next season with that squad, if that's what we can get. Let's hope so. But there's still plenty of time. I knew nothing could happen when the World Cup was on. Jonas is busy anyway. Jonas has been, on the telly. So he's not going to be buying any players, is he, yet? So let's get Sunday out of the way, get a few weeks done, get some players, get a couple of players in. we'll be good to go, won't we? Looking forward to that as well. But yeah, Sunday's a big one, isn't it? World Cup final. Who fought England in a World Cup final? Wow, I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. You know, I was nervous in the second half when it was 1-1 for a bit, thinking, oh, we're going to blow it again. We're going to lose another semi-final. But no, this team and this manager are different. We can do this now. We can win on Sunday. We can lift that trophy. Well, it's just going to be incredible, isn't it? So, yeah, you don't want to miss it on Sunday. I will do a watch-along. Yeah, let's do a watch-along because I think that's going to be worth doing. So we'll do that, and we'll also be back Sunday night as well. Terry says, Richard and a man of mystery, Andreas, it's a pleasure listening to you tonight and all in the chat. Come on, you England Lionesses, and come on at the Golden Guna Girl Russo, win it for Arsenal. Take care, everyone. See you Sunday. Well, yeah, win it for England. Win it for England. That's the main thing. Yes. And if you can win loads of things for Arsenal next season, she's got four or five trophies you can go for. Like, she can do. You can win loads for Arsenal as well. But let's win this for England on Sunday, and that'll be great, won't it? Andreas, as always, absolute pleasure. Have you enjoyed the show? It's obviously been a very upbeat show. Of course, why not? We've reached the World Cup final.
Of course, after winning a semi-final, how could I not enjoy the show? And yeah, I have to say, due to the kickoff times, it was really great that we did the show on every match day evening. So I wanted to watch the highlights, and tonight I watched the full replay. I wouldn't have done this if there was not the show. And I knew that I have to see it and to be able to talk about it. So this gave me this World Cup atmosphere, and thanks to our show. So I'm really happy that I was a part of it. And of course, I enjoyed it tonight.
Yeah, no, it's been great. And no, you're right. I really, obviously, because we're doing shows, you have to watch the games. Well, I mean, I probably would have watched them anyway, what I could. But yeah, it has been tricky with the kickoff times. But you know, what can you do? It's in Australia, isn't it? You know, they can't play about 4 o'clock in the morning in Australia just to make us happy so we can watch them. But no, it has been a good World Cup. I've enjoyed it, and obviously England in a final. What better way to finish a great tournament than seeing England playing in a final on Sunday? It's going to be special, isn't it? It's going to be a great occasion. So yeah, we look forward to that, and of course we look forward to the season as well. Of course, the Premier League's already up and running, and loads of stuff going on. But that's been a bit of a distraction from the World Cup, which has been reaching this brilliant crescendo. It's going to be great on Sunday. So yeah. So join us for that. It's going to be good. Obviously, we'll be back on Sunday for the watch-along, the final, and also, I say, Sunday night with the final World Cup show of the summer, looking back at the final. Of course, hopefully, an England victory, and, of course, all the other great things. I say, goal in a tournament, player in a tournament, moments, all this kind of stuff we'll go through. Hopefully, we can get the guys on. Amar, hopefully, will be available. Maybe even Matt might be able to pop his face on the show for a change as well. It'd be nice, wouldn't it? Because we've not seen Matt for a while. It'd be good to get him back on. Mm. Anyway, we'll see what happens on that. We'll see if we can get them on. Magnificent Jeff says there, Andreas is a legend. Big up, guys. Richard Andreas, my fave. Well, yeah, Andreas is a legend. There's no doubt about that. We love having him on the show, of course. Terry says, these girls just keep putting the blokes' team to shame. They do. They do, indeed. You're absolutely right. They do. Hopefully the men are learning a little bit from that, because you know England men reached the final, didn't they? So you know, maybe they're learning a little bit from the women as well. Let's hope so. Maybe Serena should have a word with Gareth Southgate, tell him how to do his job, because you know she might be able to give him some pointers maybe. But anyway, yeah. So it's been great, hasn't it? England beat Australia 3-1. Win the World Cup final. It's so good. So thanks to Andreas, obviously, for coming on as always. Thanks to all you guys for your comments as well. Thanks for watching. Give us a like. Don't forget to subscribe. We will see you Sunday. World Cup final, England against Spain. It's going to be epic. Join us for that. It's going to be great. And in the meantime, of course, come on, you Lionesses. Let's lift this trophy. Let's do it. Come on. How exciting is it going to be? It's going to be great. Join us for that. See you later, guys.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Lionesses, you come so far. But don't forget, though, who you are. You're good to yours, but also ours. Giving hope to rising stars. Lionesses, here we go. 2-0.